Will you please turn to 1 Timothy?
我们看提摩太前书。
First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
We will read from verse 8 through verse 10.
我们从第八节读到第十节。
I will read it first in English, then my brother will repeat it in Chinese.
先是英文，然后是中文。
For bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but godliness is profitable for everything, having promise of life, of the present one, and of that to come. The word is faithful and worthy of all acceptation, for this we labor and suffer reproach.Because we hope in a living God, who is preserver of all men, especially of those that believe.
第八节，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因为有应有今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力，正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神。他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
And will you please turn to Ephesians?
我们看以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章。
We will read from verse 21 through chapter 6, verse 4.
我们从二十一节一直读到第六章的第四节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21.Submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of Christ. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husband, as to the Lord. For a husband is head of the wife, as also the Christ is head of the assembly. He is the Savior of the body. But even as the assembly is subjected to the Christ,So also wives to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your own wives, even as the Christ also loved the assembly, and has delivered himself up for it, in order that he might sanctify it, purifying it by the washing of the water by the word, that he might present the assembly to himself, glorious, having no spot or wrinkle or any of such thing.But that it might be holy and blameless. So ought men also all to love their own wives as their own bodies. He that loves his own wife loves himself. For no one has ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as also the Christ, the assembly. For we are members of his body, we are of his flesh and of his bones.Because of this, a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall be united to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. This mystery is great, but I speak as to Christ, and as to the assembly. But he also, every one of you, let each also love his own wife as himself, but as to the wife I speak, that he may fear the husband. Children,Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is just. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest be long-lived on the earth. And ye fathers, do not provoke your children into anger, but bring them up in the discipline and admonition of the Lord.
第五章二十一节，又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会。为教会舍己， 要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养不息，正像基督待教会一样，因我们是他身上的肢体。为这缘故，人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指着基督和教会说的。然而你们个人都当爱妻子如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你的福在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要主照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
May we have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank Thee that we may gather together unto Thy name.
主，我们感谢你，因为我们在你的名下一同聚集。
We pray that Thy word will come from above into our very heart.
求你从天上来的话进到我们众人的心里头。
And may Thy Spirit quicken Thy word to us.
求你的灵就把你的话再点活在我们里头。
That it may be life unto us.
在我们里头成为我们的生命。
And glory unto yourself.
然后叫你自己得荣耀。
We ask in Thy precious name.
我们靠主耶稣宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank the Lord for gathering us again this morning.
感谢主，早晨会再一次聚集在他跟前。
The burden within my heart is very simple.
在我心里头负担其实很简单。
How spiritual exercise will affect our daily life?
属灵的操练怎么跟我们日常的生活发生关系？
How in this life?We may experience the promise of eternal life.
我们怎么在今生来经历这个永远的生命？
How in every aspect of our life we find that Christ is truly our life.
在我们日常生活各方各面，我们怎么来经历基督是我们的生命？
Yesterday morning,We deal with this matter of our personal life.
昨天您讲过关于我们个人的生活。
Every one of us has his or her personal life.
每个人都有他自己个人的生活。
Now, how can we live our personal life as Christians?
我们作为一个基督徒，我们个人的生活应该怎么活呢？
As Christians, we should be different from the world.
作为一个基督徒，我们跟世界是应该有分别的。
In what way that we are different?
那我们分别的地方在哪里？
It is not in external things.
不是在外面的分别。
It is we are different from within.
我们的分别应该从里面开始。
Because people in this world live by their Adamic life.
因为地上的人都是根据亚当的生命而活。
But we Christians live by the life of Christ in us.
我们基督徒就是根据我们里面基督的生命而活。
The Apostle Paul said, "For me to live is Christ."
保罗说，因我活着就是基督。
This is the only way for us to live our personal life.
这是我们个人生活里头唯一的途径。
Only in this way, we will declare the excellencies of Him who loves us.
只有这样的生活，我们才能够把那位爱我们的主的好处，他的美丽彰显出来。
Now this morning, we would like to consider this matter of spiritual exercise and family life.
今天早晨，我们一同来思想我们属灵操练里头家庭的生活。
Now we all have our family. Even if you're single, you still have your family. Now, how are we going to live our family life? Many books are written concerning family life. Because we find that not only in the world, but even among believers, family seems to be a big problem. But this morning we would like to go back to the Bible. And to see what God says to us about family life. First of all, we find that when God created man, you find in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27,
在创世纪1章27节,
God created man according to his own image.
主照着他自己的形象样式做人,
in his own image, he created him.
照着他的样式他做了他,
male and female created them.
然后是照着他的形象做男做女,
so here you find when God created man,
所以你知道当神做人的时候,
man is not just male, we find man is male and female.
你也知道人不但是男人,是做男也做女。
It is the union of the male and female, we find the man.
我们发觉当男跟女合在一起的时候,才称为是人。
So we find that when God created man, he has family in view.
所以当神做人的时候,在他里头已经看见有家庭。
And you also remember how in Genesis chapter 2, it says, it is not good for man to be alone.
所以第二章的时候,你就看见说,神说结人独居不好。
Let me make him a helpmate, his like.
我要做一个配偶来帮助他。
And God made a woman out of man.
所以神就在男人里头,身里头做了一个女人。
And then he led the woman to the man.
然后把女人领到那个男人的跟前。
And the man said, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
那男人就说,这是我骨中的骨,肉中的肉。
And the two are united into one.
然后二人就成为一体。
God put them in the Garden of Eden.
神就把他们放在伊甸园里头。
And Eden means pleasure.
伊甸的意思就是快乐的意思。
God put them in the Garden of Eden.
神把他们放在快乐的园子里头。
And they were together.
他们就在一起生活。
And not only that,
不单是这样,
but God will visit them from time to time.
而神定期的时候就来看他们。
So you find in the beginning of man, it was a wonderful picture.
所以刚开始的时候,你看这人就一个非常美丽的图画。
How the man will love the woman,
这个男人怎么爱这个女人?
And how the woman will submit herself to the man.
那这个女人也怎么顺服这个男人?
And how together they serve God.
然后他们怎么在一起来侍奉神?
And they have communion with God himself.
然后跟神自己有交通。
But unfortunately,
但很可惜,
we find that when the woman listened to the enemy of God. Now I often wonder,
我常常对这个,其近期,
Adam and Eve were together.
亚当跟夏娃他们是一起在这里工作的。
Now how came that you find that Eve was by herself?
为什么夏娃只剩下她一个人在哪里呢?
It seems as if he wandered away from Adam.
其福他已离开亚当,他在这里走来走去。
And she was alone before the two trees.
所以她一个人跑到这两个树跟前。
And her eyes were attracted by the tree of the knowledge and of good and evil.
然后他眼睛就给那个分别善恶树的果子而吸引了。
Somehow in her heart he began to desire for it.
然后他心里头做了一个决定,
but he knew that God forbid them to eat that fruit.
就是神禁止他们吃那个树的果子。
And then you find how he was tempted by the serpent.
然后你就看到他怎么给那个蛇来引诱他。
And finally, he ate the forbidden fruit.
然后他就吃了那个神禁止他吃的果子。
She not only ate it, but she gave her husband to eat it.
她不但自己吃了，也把果子给她丈夫也吃了。
As a matter of fact, you know, Adam knew very well.
事实上你知道, 亚当他知道非常清楚。
He knew that God forbid them to eat the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
他叫神禁止他们吃那个分别善恶树的果子。
But because he loved his wife so much,
但因为他实在爱他的妻子,
he was afraid that he will permanently separate it from the woman.
他怕他就这样永久地失去了他。
So he listened to Eve.
所以就听了夏娃的话。
And he ate that fruit.
然后他也吃了那个果子。
And immediately they found themselves naked.
然后马上就发觉他们赤身露体。
Now you know, when God created all the living animals,
当你知道神做一切的活物的时候,
you find they were all well closed.
他们每个都是有遮盖的。
Now it was impossible that when man, God created man, he did not close man.
所以不可能神做人的时候没有把人给他一个衣服。
So evidently,
但是我们看见实际上,
before man sinned,
当人犯罪之前,
they were clothed with glory.
他们是穿了荣耀作为他们的衣服。
So they were not conscious of being naked.
所以他们不觉得他们是赤身露体的。
But through sin, the glory disappeared.
当他们一犯罪, 荣耀就失去了。
So man and woman became naked.
那所以人就发觉他们是赤身露体的。
And they tried to sew the fig leaves to make an apron.
所以他就把无花果树的叶子做成了围捆。
But you know, when God visited them,
当神来看他们的时候,
somehow you find the weather seemed to change a little bit.
然后你就发觉天气改了一点,
there was wind blowing.
然后天就起了凉风。
Now if you make an apron with leaves, what will happen to you?
如果你用叶子做一个裙子, 吹风的时候, 有什么事情发生?
You will be as naked as you were before.
然后你就好像以前一样, 好像没有穿衣服一样。
They just hid themselves in among the trees.
然后他把自己藏在树等里头,
they dare not see God.
他们就不敢见神了。
But thank God, God was seeking them.
但感谢主, 神来寻找他们。
Adam, where are you?
人啊, 你在哪里?
Now, brothers and sisters, notice this.
弟兄姊妹, 你要留意这个。
When God asked Adam, what have you done?
神问亚当说, 你做了什么?
He said, the woman that you have given me gave me the fruit.
你是给我与我同居的女人, 把树上的果子给我吃。
He was supposed to protect the woman.
他应该保护这个女人的。
But now you find that he was separated in spirit from the woman.
结果在灵里头, 他就跟这个女人分开了。
He put the blame upon the woman.
他把那个责任就放在那个女人身上。
And the same thing did the woman.
那这个女人同样做同样的事情。
He said, it was the serpent that enticed me.
那个女人说, 就是那个蛇, 他引诱我。
Whatever sin entered,
自从罪进来,
separation began.
分离就开始了。
Man and woman are one.
男人跟女人本来是合一的,
but sin divided them.
但是罪把他们分开。
And from that on, you find how sin separated the family.
然后你就发觉罪怎么把家庭来分割了。
Cain killed Abel.
该隐杀了亚伯。
And this continue on until today.
一直延续到今天。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
family was created by God.
家庭是神的创造。
And God created family with a purpose.
然后神做一个家庭是有他的旨意。
But unfortunately, today people forgot God's purpose.
但很可惜，人把这个目的忘记了。
We take family as our own.
我们把家庭看作是我们自己的。
This is my family.
这是我的家。
And how are we going to live as a family member?
然后我在这个家里头，我怎么做家庭的成员？
We live by our fallen Adamic life.
我们就根据那个堕落的亚当的生命来过生活。
You know, I always wonder.
我常常特觉得惊奇。
Now, if you want to be an architect,
如果你要做一个建筑师，
how are you going to be an architect?
那你怎么来做个建筑师呢？
Now, of course, today you have to go into school.
那当然你要进一个学校了。
And learn architecture.
然后你要学习建筑。
And if you want to be a medical doctor,
如果你要当个医生，
the same thing happened.
那同样的事情。
But strangely,
但很奇怪的。
We don't have a school to teach us how to be husband.
从来没有学校教你怎么做个丈夫。
Oh, how to be a wife.
你怎么做一个妻子。
No, I heard in former days, I don't know now.
以前我听过，今天我不知道。
The Japanese has a school for future wives.
那在日本有人教人怎么将来做一个好妻子。
So it seems as if we are born knowing how to be a husband and how to be a wife.
好像你生下来你就晓得怎么做丈夫，怎么做妻子。
Isn't that strange?
这不是很奇怪吗？
This is the highest profession.
这是最高的一个职分。
And you don't need to learn it.
那你居然不用学。
Because naturally you can do it.
好像你自自然然你就会做了。
那么 how do you do it?
那你怎么做呢？
You do it by your Adamic, fallen, sinful life.
你就靠着亚当堕落犯罪的生命来做。
So no wonder.
所以难怪的。
We find family today is a failure.
所以你发现家庭都是失败的。
Not only among unbelievers.
不单在那些不信的人当中。
Sad to say, it's among believers.
很悲惨的说，这是信主的人当中同样的故事。
I remember a story.
我还记得一个故事。
That story told of the grandfather of Hudson Taylor.
这个故事是关于戴德生祖父的故事。
Now when...Hudson Taylor's grandfather, James Taylor, was a young man.
戴德生的祖父叫做 James Taylor, 他还年轻的时候。
He was a careless young man.
他这个人，这个年轻人什么都无所谓的。
He enjoyed the world.
他享受这个世界。
He loved dancing.
他最喜欢跳舞。
But one day, he was to be married.
有一天他要结婚了。
And that morning when he woke up,
那天早晨他醒过来，
he suddenly remembered, this is the day I'm going to be married.
他突然想起今天我要结婚了。
My,、oh, this is a big thing.
我觉得是大事哦。
What should I do?
然后该怎么做呢？
So he went to the field.
所以他跑到田野里头去。
And started to pray.
在那里他就祷告了。
He prayed and prayed and prayed.
他一直祷告，一直祷告。
He forgot the time.
他忘记了时间。
So when he finished his prayer,
当他祷告完了以后，
it was already 12 o'clock.
已经是中午12点了。
He heard the church bell was ringing.
他听到这个教堂的钟声在打起来了。
That was the time he was to be married.
啊，这是他要结婚的时间。
So he hurried back to the church.
所以他赶快跑回到教会里，那个教堂里头。
This is the only case I know of.
其实是唯一知道的是这个。
There's a bride waited for the bridegroom.
就是新娘在这里等这个新娘。
Everybody was wondering what had happened.
每个人都在这里很惊讶，发生什么事情。
Where was the bridegroom?
那新郎在哪里？
And suddenly he appeared.
突然间他就出现了。
So finally he was married.
那最后他就结婚了。
That evening,
就在那个晚上。
When he took his bride to the room,
他把新娘子带到房间里头,
he did a surprising thing.
他做了个叫他非常惊奇的事,
he told his wife, let's kneel down and pray.
他跟他太太说, 我们跪下来祷告。
His wife was frightened.
他的太太被吓怕了。
She said, I didn't know I married a Methodist.
她说我没想到她嫁了给一个寻道会的教友。
But thank God.
哎,感谢主。
He knew that he had to begin with God, with his family.
他知道他的家庭开始是由神来开始的。
And do you know what happened?
那你知道发生了什么事吗?
For five generations.
一共有五代。
From Hudson Taylor is about five generations.
从戴德生一共下来有五代。
Every generation served the Lord.
每一代他们都服侍主。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
do you realize what family is?
你知道家庭是什么吗?
Family is ordained of God.
家庭是神所设立的。
And God has a purpose for the family.
神对着家庭有他的旨意。
You know, today the unfortunate thing is,
今天在地上最可惜的是什么?
We do not know what the family is, the real purpose of the family is.
我们不知道家庭实际的意义是什么。
Even though we are Christians,
就算我们是基督徒,
we take family as something natural.
我们把它看成是一个很平常、很自然的事。
The family is for me.
家庭是为我的。
We didn't know that when God created family, it is for Him, not for us.
神建立家庭是为了他自己，不是为了我们。
We are only the secondary cause.
对我们来说，我们是第二个原因。
The primary cause of the family is for God.
最基本、最第一个的原因是为着神。
God created a family to fulfill a service unto God.
神建立家庭是要成就侍奉神的这个目的。
When God said it is not good for man to be alone.
当神说这人独居不好的时候,
let me make him a helpmate his like.
我要为他做个配偶来帮助他。
What is not good?
什么不好?
Not only because man is only half.
不但是因为人只有一半,
he needs the other half to complete him.
他需要另外一个给他配在一起成为一对。
But there is something more.
比这个还要更多。
Because good in the Bible always refer to God's will.
凡是说到好, 在圣经里头, 就跟神的旨意发生关系。
God created man for a purpose.
神做人有他的旨意。
He put man in the Garden of Eden.
他把人放在伊甸园里头,
to guard the garden.
来看守这个园子。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
God used man a little lower than the angels.
神叫人坐起来比天使微小一点,
to defeat God's enemy, the fallen archangel.
拿把那个堕落的天使来把他打败他,
to restore the whole created things back to God.
把所有神所创造的都恢复过来来归给神。
This is God's purpose for the family.
这是神对家庭的旨意。
Because he knows Adam alone couldn't do it.
他知道亚当自己一个人做不来的。
He needs a helpmate to help him to fulfill God's purpose.
他需要一个帮手来成就神的旨意。
So what is the real meaning of the family?
所以家庭真实的意义是什么?
Today we think of family as our enjoyment.
我们想到家里, 我们就想到我们自己的享受。
But if you really look into the Word of God,
如果你真的读主的话,
you find family, first of all, is for God to enjoy.
家庭第一个重点是在神在这里得到享受。
It is only under His enjoyment we enjoy one another.
当神得到享受之后，家庭里头两个人彼此才有享受。
But today we have forgotten God.
今天我们把神忘记了。
And even if we are Christians,
就算我们是基督徒，
we think family is me first.God next.
然后我们想，我是第一，神是第二。
You remember Joshua?
你还记得约书亚吗？
Before Joshua died,
当约书亚离世之前，
he gathered the children of Israel whom he had led into the promised land.
他把那些带他到应许之地的以色列人都召到他跟前来。
And there in chapter 24, verse 15,
在二十四章十五节，约书亚记这里讲的。
Joshua told the people,
约书亚就跟那些百姓说了。
Whether you will serve God or not, it's up to you.
你要侍奉神，不侍奉神，即是你的选择。
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
This is something that we must do.
这是我们必须要做的事。
Today, the reason why even so-called Christian family has failed.
今天所谓基督徒的家庭都失败了。
It is because we have twisted the meaning of the family.
因为我把家庭的意义都扭曲了。
We put our own interest first.
我们把我们的兴趣摆在第一位。
Instead of put God's interest first.
我们没有把神的利益放在第一位。
We need to declare.
我们要宣告。
As for me and my house.
至于我和我家。
We will serve the Lord.
我们要侍奉耶和华。
Now, if we do that,
如果我们做这个，
you find how wonderful will be our family.
你就发觉我们的家何等的美好。
God created.The universe.
神创造了这个宇宙。
And he ruled over the universe.
他也管理这宇宙的一切。
So far as God's government is concerned,
照着神他管理那个来说，
there is an order.
那里有一个秩序。
Because our God is a God of order.
我们神是个有秩序的神。
He ruled the universe with order.
他管理这个宇宙是有秩序的。
So when he made families,
当做家庭的时候，
he also put an order into the family.
他同样把那个秩序放在家庭的里面。
And if that order is followed,
只要你跟着这个秩序来做，
then the family is blessed.
那个家庭就蒙福。
But if the order is neglected,
如果你把这个秩序你把它看清了，
then you find the family will break up.
那就发觉家庭就会破裂了。
So in order that we may be restored to the family of God's heart,
我们要把家庭恢复到神心意里头的家庭。
We must know what is the divine order that has God put into the family.
你要知道神到底把什么的秩序放在家庭的里面。
Now, if you would turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
当我们看看一同看哥林多前书十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse
3. 哥林多前书十一章第三节。
But I wish you to know that the Christ is the head of every man, but woman's head is the man, and the Christ's head, God.
第三节，我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
基督是。
哦，对不起， 神是基督的头。
Whenever you come to government,
当你看到一个管理的时候
，whenever you want to do something,
当你要做一些事情出来的时候
，there is always an order within it.
这里头必须有些秩序的。
And the family is to serve God.
家庭是要来服侍神的。
Now, in order to serve God, there is an order.That has to be restored.
所以为了服侍神，家庭这个秩序必须要把它恢复过来。
For instance,
举个例子。
Here we find Christ Jesus.
我们看见基督耶稣。
He, as the Son of God, was equal with God.
他是神的儿子，他是与神同等的。
But when God wanted to do a work,
当神要做事情的时候。
He wanted to do the work of salvation.
他要做救恩的大工。
Now, how could that work be done?
这个事情怎么做出来呢?
You find the Son had to humble himself and submit himself to the Father.
那神的儿子就要虚极完全顺服父神。
God the Father had the thought of saving mankind.
这个父神他怎么拯救这个人类他有一个的心思。
That will be his work.
这是他要做的工作。
Now how can that work be done?
那这个工作怎么能够成功呢?
His son, who was equal with him, have to empty himself to become a man.
他的儿子与他同等的但要虚极成为人的样子。
He had to take upon himself the form of a bond slave.
他要取了奴仆的形象。
And having the fashion of a man.
成为人的样子。
He was obedient to the Father, even unto death.
他要存心顺服，以至于死。
And that is the death of the cross.
且死在十字架上。
You'll find that in Philippians chapter 2.
这是腓立比书第二章的话。
Now, why was this done?
为什么这样做呢?
Why is it that he who is equal with God, now he became a bondman unto God?
为什么他本来与神同等的,他就变成了神的奴仆一样?
Because they want to complete the work of salvation.
因为他们要成就救恩的大功。
So you'll find here, when you come to God's work,There's always an order.
所以当每一次要做了神的工的时候，必须要神的秩序在这里。
And God is the head of Christ.
神是基督的头。
When you read the Gospels,
我们读到这个福音书的时候
，you find one thing that marked the life of our Lord Jesus.
我们基督生活里头有一个标记。
He said, "I cannot do anything by myself."
我只凭着自己不能做什么。
I do it because I saw my father did it.
只看见父做了，只才能做。
I cannot say anything by myself.
只不能凭自己说什么。
I say it because I heard my father say it.
只要听见父说的，只才能说。
Even his timing has to be under God's timing.
他所有的时间还是要根据神的时间。
My time has not yet come.
我的时候还没有到。
Now my time has come.
我的时候还没有到。
You find that throughout the life of our Lord Jesus.
你看我们主基督在地上一生的日子。
In order to do the work of redemption.
为了要成就救赎的工作。
How he submitted himself under God his Father.
他怎么把自己顺服在父神的下面
？His father is his head.
他的父神是他的头。
And he was the body.
然后他就成为身体。
You know the body carry out the work.
你知道这身体就把工作带出来了。
But the head gave the command.
但是头就把那个命令发出来。
And this is the life of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们主在地上他的一生。
And by that, the work of redemption was wonderfully done.
就是因为这样，救赎的大功就奇妙的成就了。
The same thing with the family.
家庭是同样的原则。
The family is to do a work.
家庭要是来做一个工作。
They are to serve God.
他们要来侍奉神。
They are to glorify God.
要荣耀神。
They are to bring in the kingdom of God.
把神的国度带进来。
And in order that work can be done,
为了要把这个做成功，
the divine order of the family has to be recovered.
这个神圣的秩序必须要把它恢复过来。
We find the enemy is trying to destroy that order.
仇敌要把这个秩序来破坏它。
But it is God who wants to establish that order.
但这是神所设立的一个的秩序。
So in order that our family may be restored.
所以为了要我们家庭能够好的恢复过来。
First of all, we need to recover that order.
第一点重要的，我们必须把那个神圣的秩序把它恢复过来。
But one thing you have to remember,
但你必须记得一个事情。
It has nothing to do with life.
Nothing to do with life.
Nothing to do with life.
那跟生命不发生关系的。
Because when you look at the life of our Lord Jesus,
因为你看到我们主的生命的时候，
His life is the same as the life, as the life of the Father.
他跟父神的生命是同样的。
Even when he was on earth,
就是他在地上的时候，
he was still the Son of God.
他还是神的儿子。
His life is the same as the Father.
他的生命跟父神的生命是一样的。
He said,My father and I are one.
他说我父与我原为一。
It is not because the life of Christ is smaller than the life of God.
不是说神儿子的生命比父神的生命低一点。
They share equally with one each other.
他们是同享一个生命。
Because all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him bodily.
因为神一切的丰盛都有形有体的在基督里头。
It is not a matter of life.
绝不是关跟生命这个事情相关关系。
It is a matter of work of service.
这是关于工作关于侍奉这个点上。
Now today there is a misunderstanding.
那今天我们常常有个误会。
We think that if we want to maintain that order, then it seems as if we put the woman inferior.
那我们常说，如果我们要恢复这个秩序，我们就把这个妇女放在第一等。
So today you find it's woman's right.
那今天就说到很多这个妇女的权利。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，Do you realize?
你知道不知道？
That if you really watch the spiritual life among God's people,
如果你正看神百姓属灵的生活，
most women are more spiritual than men.
所有姊妹都比弟兄们属灵一点。
It is not a matter of life.
这不是说到生命的事。
It is a matter of service.
是关到侍奉的事情。
So there needs to be a working together.
你要一起来工作。
You cannot do a work with two heads.
你不能有两个头在这里做事。
If you want to do a work, one must be the head, the other must be the body.
如果你要做事情的话，一个做头，另外一个就做身体了。
And that is divine order.
这是神圣的秩序。
So, dear sisters, do not think that we make you inferior.
那所以，亲爱的姊妹们，我们不在这里把你看作是稍微低了。
Thank God, when He gave His life to us, is equal.
他感谢神，他把生命给我们是同等的。
But in order to do the work of God, let's cooperate.
那为了要神做成神的工作，我们必须一起来合作。
Now, how can we maintain that order?
我们怎么维持这个秩序呢？
I think there is a secret there.
我想在这里有一个秘诀的。
So if you will turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
所以当你看这个以弗所书第五章的时候。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
Submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of Christ.
又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
Now when the Bible was first written,
当圣经开始写的时候，刚开始写的时候，
it did not have chapters and verses.
那里没有分章，没有分节。
It is just run through.
只是一直写下来的。
And this matter of chapter and verses and sections are human made.
那分章、分节、分段，这是人做的事情。
So, when you read Ephesians 5:21,
所以你读到以弗所书五章二十一节，
submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of Christ.
当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
And verse 22,
然后二十二节，
wives, submit yourselves to your own husband as to the Lord.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
So to me, I feel verse 21 should begin that section of verse 22.
所以我个人认为21节应该放在22节哪一个大的段的里头。
Because before that is all concerning personal life.
因为在这以前都是说到个人的生活。
Now it goes on to family life.
然后再说到家庭的生活。
And when you read Colossians chapter 3,
当你读到哥罗西书第三章，
you find that there is no such verse between the personal life and family life.
在那里就没有分开家庭个人的生活还有家庭的生活。
So to me, I feel this verse is the key.To family life.
所以我认为节一节就是家庭生活的那个钥匙。
Now, how can the divine order be recovered in the family?
那这个神圣的秩序在家庭里头怎么能够恢复呢？
Naturally speaking,
很天然的来说，
we all want to be the head.
我们每个人都要做头。
Now, who wants to be the body?
谁愿意做身体呢?
The body was busy all the time.
那身体就在这里忙来忙去。
And the head just think about it.
拿着个头就在这里想一想。
Now we all want to be the head.
我每个人都要做头。
Now who am I?
我是谁?
To be under your headship.
我为什么要听你的话,你要做我的头呢?
That's natural.
这是很自然的,天然的。
But supernatural
但是超自然 is different.那个超自然的那就不同了。
Now how can we get into this order?
我们怎么能进到那个秩序的里头？
It begins with submitting one another in the fear of Christ.
就是要敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Now the fear here is not the fear of a bond slave.
那个敬畏英文是害怕不是一个奴仆的害怕
The fear here is the fear of not pleasing God
这个敬畏就是怕神不喜欢
In the Old Testament people fear God
在旧约里头百姓都害怕神是敬畏神
because they were under the law
因为他在律法底下
Now we are under grace
我们现在在恩典底下
Perfect love casts out fear
这个完全的爱就把惧怕除去了
So that fear we don't have anymore
那所以这个惧怕我们不再有了
But what is the fear here?
但这个惧怕这个敬畏是什么意思呢
The fear is afraid not to please the one whom you love
我们就怕那位爱我们的不喜悦
That's the fear
其实我们害怕我们敬畏的原因
is the fear of love
其实爱里头的敬畏
it is not the fear of punishment
这不是害怕刑罚
so brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹
we all have the fear of Christ in us
我们对于基督我们都有这个敬畏害怕在我们里头
we fear God
我们敬畏神
we fear Christ
我们敬畏基督
we are afraid we may displease him
我们怕我们不讨他的喜悦
So we want to do his bidding.
所以我们要讨他的欢喜。
Everyone has this thought within us.
每个人在他里头都有这个心思。
And if we have this thought, then we will learn to submit to one another.
如果我们有这个心思的话，我们就学习彼此顺服。
I'm willing to submit to you.
我是愿意来顺服你。
And you are willing to to submit to me.
你也愿意来顺服我。
And when we are submitting to one another in the fear of Christ,
当我们敬畏基督的心彼此顺服的时候
you find the divine order appears.
那你就发觉这神圣的秩序就出现了。
The man in the fear of Christ,
男人因为敬畏基督
realize his responsibility.
他就知道他的责任。
He does not want to be the head.
他不想做头。
He just want to take the responsibility.
他不喜欢有这个责任。
But if it is the Lord's will,
但是这是神的心意。
You do it as unto the Lord.
你是为了主的缘故你来做的。
You do it under the headship of Christ.
你做了这个是因为基督做你的头。
It is not you are the head.
不是因为你自己来做头。
It is Christ in you as the head.
因为在你里头的基督做了头。
And you do it with fear and trembling before the Lord.
你在神面前是恐惧战惊的来做。
Not to be a despot.
不要做。
暴君啊。
不是说暴君。
It is not for yourself.
你不是为了自己。
You do it for the sake of Christ.
你做了是为了基督的缘故。
And the same thing with woman.
做女人的还是一样。
She realized that in the fear of Christ, she needs to help her husband.
她因为敬畏基督，所以她知道她要帮助她的丈夫。
To help her husband in the way of serving God.
帮助她的丈夫好好来服侍主。
And when they cooperate with one another,
当他们彼此在这里顺服的时候，
that family is at peace.
那个家里头就是一整块。
They together serve the Lord.
他们就一起来服侍主。
So brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹，
this is a divine order that needs to be restored.
其实是神圣的秩序，我必须要把它恢复过来。
And when that order is restored,
当这个秩序恢复的时候，
then the influence upon the children is tremendous.
对孩子们的影响，那就发觉是何等的巨大。
So you find here not only between husband and wife,
你就发觉不单是丈夫跟妻子的关系。
And you find from there,You have the admonition to the children and to the parents.
那就发觉这对孩子跟父母之间都有很大的影响。
And what happened to the children?
对孩子有什么关系呢?
He said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is just."
他说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Think of our Lord Jesus.
想想我们的主。
When he was 12 years old,
当他十二岁的时候，
he was made a son of the law.
他在成为一个律法之子。
He became a member of the synagogue.
他成为会堂里头一个会员。
He stayed behind in Jerusalem.
他就留在耶路撒冷。
He thought he must be engaged with the father's business.
他说他应该以他父的事情为念。
And his earthly parents didn't know that.
但他地上的父母不知道这个事。
They traveled back, usually at that time, the grown-up would travel together, the children would travel together.
那个时候，那父母在一起走路，孩子们在一起走路。
So the parents thought that Jesus must be with the children, other children.
所以他的父母就想主耶稣跟其他的孩子们走在一起。
After a day's journey,
走了一天的路程，
they could not find Jesus.
他们找不到耶稣。
So they returned to Jerusalem.
然后他回到耶路撒冷去。
And on the third day, they find Jesus in the temple.
然后第三天就在圣殿里头找到了耶稣。
He was asking questions and answering questions.
他这里一边问一边回答那些问题。
As a true son of the law,
即是真正的律法之子。
And his parents said, "Child, you do not know how worried we are."
他父母说，孩子啊，你不知道我有多担心你啊。
And Jesus said, "Why do you do this?"
那耶稣说,
Must I not be occupied with my father's business?
我岂不当以我父的事为念吗?
But see what happened.
但你要看什么事情发生?
He followed his earthly parents back.
他要跟着他肉身的父母回去,
because he was still a minor.
因为他还是个小孩,
he obeyed his parents.
他顺服他的父母,
this is just.
这是理所当然的,
and he said, honor thy father and mother.
这里还说要孝敬父母,
which is the first commandment with a promise.
这是第一条带应许的诫命,
and it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest be long lived on the earth.
使你得福再世长寿。
To me, I feel there is a little difference here.
我在这里就感觉有一点的不一样。
To the children that are not grown up yet,
对那些还没有长起来的, 孩子们,
they shall obey the parents.
他应当听从父母。
Do whatever the parents said.
父母说什么你要听。
But when you are grown up,
但当你长大了,
now what should be your attitude towards your parents?
那你对你父母的态度应该是什么样?
You have to honor them.
你要孝敬他们。
You have your own thought now.
现在你长大有你自己的思想。
You have your own family now.
现在你有自己的家了。And
you have to take care of that.
你要照顾他们。
But you need to still honor your father and mother.
你还要孝敬你的父母。
And if you do that, there is a promise there.
如果你照着这样做, 哪里就有个应许。
Now, about the parents.
关于父母呢?
You know, when I read the Bible,
当我读圣经的时候,
I find something strange.
我就发觉一个非常特别的事。
Because if you read Ephesians 6 and Colossians 3,
当你读以弗所书6章、哥罗西书3章的时候,
when it concerns parents,
提到关于父母,
it seems as if the admonition is only to the father.
那个教导的是只是说到父亲,
nothing is mentioned of the mother.
没有说到关于母亲。
The mother seems always right, huh?
做母亲的好像常常都是对的。
So you find the admonition is only to the father.
那个提到的是只说到父亲。
He said, and ye father, do not provoke your children to anger, and bring that up in the discipline and admonition of the Lord.
这里提到父亲说, 你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气, 只要照着主的教训和警戒, 养育他们。
Maybe the father are usually demands more of the children.
可能做父亲的对孩子们的要求总会多一点。
Above their age.
在他们这个年纪上来。
And because of that, they will vex their children.
所以有的时候他就要 vex 就是
They will anger their children.
就对他们生气了。
And the children sometimes will give up hope.
那叫这个儿女就失去了这个盼望。
You expect me too much.
你对我要求太多了。
It's beyond my capability.
那超过我的能力。
So I'm finished.
那我完了。
You know, the father can do that.
做父亲的会有这样的问题。
In China, we always say the father is strict.
我们在中国人说父亲总是很严的。
And the mother is always loving.
然后做母亲的总是很慈爱的。
And so the Bible said, do not provoke your children.
那在圣经说不要惹儿女的气。
You should know his age.
你要知道他的年纪。
According to his capacity.
要根据他的能力。
And to try to help him up.
然后要怎样来帮助他。
But it is the duty of the father.
但你要知道这是做父亲的责任。
To bring up the children in the discipline and admonition of the Lord.
要教主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Today, when people hear the word discipline, they rebel.
今天我们一听到关于管教，我们就有反叛的心。
But if the father does not discipline the child is not his son; he is a bastard.
但是如果做父亲的不教养他、不教导、管教他的孩子，就不是他的儿子，是失子。
Discipline is necessary.
管教是必须的。
It is necessary for growth.
为了他长大，你必须要管教他。
Not only spiritually, it is also physically speaking.
不单是指着属灵的，就是在身体上，在平常其实也是一样的。
An admonition.
警戒。
Admonition means two things.
警戒关于说到两方面。
On the one hand,It is instruction.
一方面是给他那个指导。
And on the other hand is warning.
第二个是给他警告。
You not only instruct your children what is the right thing to do.
你不但要教导他说什么是应该做的。
You should warn them of what it shouldn't happen.
你还要警告他不要让什么事情发生。
And that is the duty of The parents.
其实做父母要知道他的责任。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
if we follow the instruction of the Bible,
我们照着圣经的教导来生活
we will have a family that will really glorify God.
我们做一个真正荣耀神的家。
In Proverbs, it said,
在箴言这样说
teach your child in his Young age.
在教导孩童在他少年的时候
And when he grew up, he will never depart.
就是到老也会偏离他走的路
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Let us remember, family is for God, and God is for the family.
你要记得家庭是为了主主也为了家庭
Now finally, I will suggest a practical thing.
最后我要给他们你们一个很实际的一个建议
When I was young
当我年轻的时候
In my family
在我家里
We have family altar every day
我们每天都有家庭的祭坛
Every evening before supper
每个晚上还没有吃晚饭以前
My father would gather the whole family
我的父亲就把全家人都叫聚过来。
He has seven children.
他有七个孩子。
He will gather us all together in the sitting room.
他叫我们都到客厅里头坐下来。
And then he will read from the Bible.
然后他读一些主的话。
And we will all kneel down and he will lead us in prayer.
然后我们都跪下来他就带我们祷告。
This gave me such a deep impression.
其实在我里头是一个非常深的印象。
And in my generation,
在我那个时代
it seems as if it is a common thing for families to have family altar.
那个时候有家庭的祭坛的生活好像是很普通的一个事情。
But I'm afraid it is no longer now.
我想我害怕今天再看不见。
Life today is so busy.
今天生活非常的忙碌。
It seems as if the parents do not see the children.
连父母连孩子的面都见不到。
And the children do not see their parents.
那孩子也见不到他的父母。
We do not have family altar anymore.
我们再看不见有家庭的祭坛。
But a family that prays together, stick together.
但是这个家庭能够吃在一起，连在一起，一起来赞美。
You know, this is the reason why there is no real family life today.
你就明白为什么今天我们看不见有真正家庭的生活。
So I really suggest that we should restart the family altar.
所以我在这里建议我们应该把家庭的祭坛恢复过来。
Try to find out a time when a family can be gathered together.
找个时间，你家庭里头每个人 都能够在哪里。
And the father can lead us to the Lord.
只有做父亲的，把家庭成员都带到主的跟前。
Read the Bible and pray together.
读主的话，一起有祷告。
If you are two, do it between yourselves.
如果你们只有两个，你们只有两个人这样做。
If you have a bigger family, thank God, do it together.
如果你的家庭很大，感谢主，你们就一起做。
I believe if this can be recovered,
我想这是能够恢复过来的。
Our family life will be different.
我们家庭的生活就跟以前不一样。
But you will notice,
你要留意，留意。
That all these need spiritual exercise.
这些都是属灵的操练。
It does not come naturally.
绝不是靠着天然能够做出来的。
It comes supernaturally, naturally.
你是自自然然的、超天然的做出来的。
There need to be spiritual exercise.
这必须是属灵的操练。
And through spiritual exercise,
经过这属灵的操练
，we will find life in the family.
我们在家里头发现生命。
And we will really come to see.
我们真的能够看见。
That we live in the family with the life of Christ, not just with our natural life.
在这家里头看到基督的生命不再是我们天然的生命。
So may the Lord bless you all.
但愿主祝福在座的每一位。
Yes, right.
我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, we do pray that Thou will reveal to us Thy thought about family.
主真求你显明你对家庭的旨意。
That it is not just something outside improvement.
不是在外头我们有进步了多少，改善多少。
That there needs to be spiritual exercise within us.
必须在我们里头有这个属灵的操练。
That by Thy grace we may return to Thy order.
但愿靠着你的恩典。我们能够回到你所定下那个次序的里面。
That thy work may be accomplished.
你的做工，你的工作能够完成。
Thy glory may be manifested.
你的荣耀就显出来。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.